This is Jay Sekulow, Iranian President Ahmadinejad, to meet with religious leaders. But do they speak for us?
Inside the UN building, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been rubbing elbows with top UN officials and international bureaucrats. While on the streets, he was branded a madman and the new Adolf Hitler.
Waving Israeli and American flags, singing songs, and chanting verses, thousands of demonstrators rallied outside the United Nations building in New York.
When President Ahmadinejad comes to New York, we will, as we have, as we must do, say what he intends to do with his nuclear program.
You want to have peace in the Middle East? Then stop Iran now!
This weapon will not only threaten Israel. Iran's leadership is a threat to peace, a threat to the whole world, a threat to its own people.
The chants of Stop Iran Now echoed in Midtown Manhattan as thousands gathered to denounce Iran and President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Is an anathema to all Americans, Republican and Democrat, young and old, Christian, Jew, Muslim, everyone.
Eitan Sharansky, the human rights activist imprisoned in the Soviet Union, called Iran the new evil empire.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, go home and stay there. We don't want you here. America doesn't want you here.
Elie Wiesel, noted Holocaust survivor, author and Nobel laureate, and others denounced Ahmadinejad and warned of Iran's threat.
We must see the terrorists for what they are, ruthless extremists who exploit the desperate, subvert the tenets of a great religion, and seek to impose their will on as many people as possible.
Well, there you have it. As you know, this is a big week at the United Nations, and it's a big week because the president of Iran is getting almost a hero-like welcome, including a welcome by religious leaders who he's going to have dinner with on Thursday evening. Now, folks, it's outrageous enough that these religious leaders, including the Mennonites, the Quakers, the World Council of Churches, are willing to meet with Ahmadinejad for dinner while there are Christians in jail facing the death penalty in Iran. And the reason they're facing the death penalty is because apostasy, changing from Islam to Christianity, is a crime punishable by death. And Ahmadinejad is having a hero's welcome at the United Nations. And worse than that, religious leaders are meeting with him as if they could have a conversation with a madman. Our phone lines are open for you. We want to hear what you have to say about this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want to thank our producer, Eric Dye, again for putting together that special open. It gives you a real sense of what's going on here. And Jordan, the condemnations coming in on this meeting with the religious leaders in Ahmadinejad is now at a very, very high pitch.
That's right. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom sent a letter to these groups, these different religious groups, many Christian groups that we're going to meet with Ahmadinejad this Thursday in New York. And they wrote this, Dad. I think it's important to read from directly from the letter. President Ahmadinejad has manipulated such dialogues repeatedly into a platform for spreading hatred. He hosted some of the world's most notorious deniers of the Holocaust, racist and anti-Semites at a 2006 conference, questioning the well-established facts of the Holocaust and calling for the destruction of a member state of the United Nations. That would be Israel. The only accomplishment of such an invitation would be to burnish the Iranian leader's legitimacy and cleanse his reputation as a purveyor of hate. And for those of you folks, we have talked a lot on the broadcast about religious freedom in the Middle East and these countries in the Persian Gulf and the persecution there. Listen to this letter. The Iranian parliament currently is finalizing a new penal code that for the first time would legally enshrine the death penalty for so-called apostasy, putting the members of many religious minority communities at grave risk. Right now, more than 20 Baha'i are currently in prison in Iran on account of their religious identity, and two Christian men were charged with apostasy earlier this month. These are the facts, Dad, coming from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. And folks, this is why we need you to sign this letter of protest right now, folks. You need to call right now, 877-989-2255. If you can't be in New York protesting President Ahmadinejad's visit, you need to join with us and protest that way, because we have got to let him know we are not going to stand for this. We're not going to stand for these groups meeting with him, Christian organizations, organizations that call themselves Christian, meeting with a president who imprisons people and whose government is supporting the death penalty for those who become Christians. You need to sign up right now, folks, and get involved. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. Again, 877-989-2255.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is bringing his dangerous worldview to New York and the United Nations. His visit comes at a time when one of the largest organizations inside the UN, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, is pushing a disturbing resolution, an anti-Christian measure, in a world where Christians are being targeted because of their religious beliefs. Now, not only is the Iranian president addressing the UN, he's planning to meet with religious leaders from the U.S., religious leaders who will join Ahmadinejad for a special Muslim ceremony celebrating the end of Ramadan. That's right, religious leaders supporting a leader who rejects religious freedom and embraces terrorism, including the destruction of Israel. At a time when so many Jews and Christians are facing danger worldwide, this visit and celebration with the Iranian president is outrageous. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and sign on to our letter of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God to live.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. I'm coming to you. I'm on the road today, but I thought this was important enough with this issue with Ahmadinejad that I wanted to get in the conversation and get in that conversation early because of my concern here. Now, Ahmadinejad is meeting with these religious leaders, which is outrageous. This is a guy who said the real Holocaust is what's happening in Palestine, where the Zionists avail themselves of the fairy tale of Holocaust as blackmail and justification for killing children and women and making innocent people homeless. This is what he's talking this about Israel. And now you've got religious leaders that are meeting with them, and that is getting a loud reaction, Jordan, because the concern is that we don't want the communication going from the World Council of Churches and these other groups thinking that they're speaking on behalf of us.
You're right. The Americans Friends Service Committee, the Mennonite Central Committee, World Council of Churches, Quakers United, Nations Office, and Religions for Peace, all of those groups set to help host Ahmadinejad on Thursday. Of course, he's speaking to the United Nations tonight in New York all this week. And the problem here is that when you look at his comments, when you look at what's going on in Iran, I want to read again what we were reading at the end of the first segment of the program. This is a letter from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom to these groups saying, do not have this meeting. This is wrong. This is sending the wrong message. This is someone who denies the Holocaust. This is someone who brings in racists and anti-Semites to speak at official government forums in his country. But here's some more current news that affects directly our Christian audience as well. Currently, the Iranian parliament is finalizing a new penal code that for the first time would legally enshrine the death penalty for apostasy. Now, let me tell you what that means, folks. Apostasy was punishable by death in Iran. It is punishable now, but it's not required to be punished by death in the law. This would make it a required penalty, the automatic penalty. So it would put the members of course, many religious minority communities at grave risk. In Iran right now, two people have just been charged with apostasy, two Christians. 20 Baha'i, another religious sect, are being held in prison. They've been persecuted throughout their history. This is a country who has no religious freedom. A president who denies the Holocaust, and these religious groups should not be inviting him to come to a nice dinner to discuss the relationship of a single God on earth, which is what they say the topic is.
Well, here's what we want everyone to do. Everyone that's listening to me right now, and this is imperative that you do it. You go to your phones right now and you add your name to this letter of protest. We're going to make sure that they understand, these religious groups and the UN, that these religious leaders, so-called religious leaders, are not speaking for you and for me. But we've got to have your name on this. It is critical that we hear from you. Here's the number I want everyone that is listening to call in right now. We've heard from thousands of you just yesterday. We want to get many, many more by this meeting on Thursday. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. You can sign the letter, by the way, also online at aclj.org. But, folks, this is outrageous, and it's happening right before our eyes. You don't sit down with a guy like this and reason when he's calling for the destruction of your major ally in the Middle East and calling for our destruction as well. That number, 1-877-989-2255. Call now. Jeff Balaban is a very good friend of ours. He's a lawyer. He's active in Washington, D.C. and in Israel. We've done a number of projects and trips with Jeff. Jeff was on our faculty, actually taught some of our students at Regent University in our summer program in Israel. And Jeff also is very well respected internationally, especially on these issues. And the issue, of course, where we've had Jeff on mostly has been on the issue of the unification and maintaining Jerusalem as an undivided capital of Israel. But, Jeff, this visit of Ahmadinejad takes on a whole new dimension when religious leaders sit down and act like this is a normal conversation with a normal human being.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Jay.
You sure.
know, let's add another and very personal dimension to this, and I know many of your listeners also, you know, empathize with this very profoundly, which is, you know, for people who are brought up Jewish like myself and who come from Holocaust survivors, my grandparents are Holocaust survivors, and actually, the truth is they weren't, meaning we just discovered only a couple of years ago that my birth grandparents were actually shot in the streets and killed. But my mother was saved, and the people who raised her were Holocaust survivors. Mm-hmm. And to now, literally in living memory, while people are still alive, to deny the Holocaust, to talk about killing another 6 million Jews, to obliterate them, and then to have religious groups in the name of Christianity want to sit down with them and talk as if it's normal, as if we can have a dialogue with these people, as if, you know, it's a blindness, it's a moral blindness that's so offensive and it's so painful and so hurtful to those of us who still remember.
You know, it's interesting because, and Jeff, I can empathize with you. My father's side of the family, my grandfather, was in the United States, came in 1914, but a lot of our relatives were killed in the Holocaust. There's a plaque in our memorial, actually, in our family cemetery in New York that has listing about 200 of our relatives. But then you've got Ahmadinejad, who's saying, quote, talking about the Holocaust, they've invented a myth that Jews were massacred and placed this above God, religions, and the prophets. Now, when someone's saying this, listen to this one, and these are the kind of statements that he is making constantly on this. He says, anybody who recognizes Israel will burn in the fire of the Islamic nation's fury. Now, this is coming from Ahmadinejad himself. And, folks, while that's happening, he is, and this is what's outrageous here, meeting with religious leaders, and the religious leaders invited him to have dinner, to break the Ramadan fast. Now, if you're outraged at this, as we all are, we need you to go to your phones right now. I'm calling you from my cell phone while I'm on the road because I'm so concerned about this. You go to your phones right now and express your outrage that these people are not speaking for you or for me or for Jeff or for anyone else that takes their religion and their faith seriously. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, Jay, I just want to add, it's so important now, and you mentioned all the work we do together. You know, it's so important now for Christians of good faith and for people who really have just moral grounding, plain simple moral grounding, and understand the definition of evil and the definition of good, you know, to stand at this time to make their voices be heard, to let it be known, because it sends a very, very important message to the world, but even within my community, to people who feel embattled, who feel alone, and to know that there are people of goodwill who stand out there helps to correct this horrible misimpression given by these people. Well, I shouldn't say it's a misimpression. The impression given by this sordid, depraved group of people who, in the name of Christianity, are consorting with this evil man.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, folks. As Jeff said, the Jewish community needs to hear your support on this, and the world community does as well. I mean, it's, as Jeff said, it's broader than that, but especially within the context of the Jewish community. Folks, I am going to implore you to get on your phone right now, and as Jeff just said, I couldn't have said it any better myself. You go to your phones right now, and you add your name of support to this letter of protest that we want to get out right away. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, we know the internet international religious community. The Religious Commission has spoken on behalf of Congress and the President. We need to get individuals to respond to. What's been the reaction so far as the news of this, and by the way, it's all posted on our website, is getting out there?
People are calling in. We got a lot of phone calls, too, in the broadcast we want to get to. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. But the protests are happening. The news is covering it. I think after Ahmadinejad's speech tonight, you'll see even those who can't watch it live will be able to see the clips when they wake up tomorrow. They'll go through in the news. It'll be interesting, of course, to see what he says, whether he tries to kind of dance around all these issues, whether he has strong words for the United States and citizens of the United States, and then what happens with these groups. Are they going to bend to the pressure and not have this meeting? Are they going to continue on and do this? Let's go right to the phone. So we have a lot of calls coming in. James is calling from Florida on line two. James, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, James. Hi,
thank you. I'm actually shocked that our country allowed him to come in. It's absolutely ridiculous that this guy came in here. I think our country should have taken a stand and said, no, he's not coming here. But in addition to that, how is it, being a member of the UN, that he could actually make such threats without any retribution? I mean, how come he's not being, you know, disciplined for those comments?
Because they play by different rules. If this was Israelis making statements, which, of course, would never happen, because when Israel even makes positive statements, the UN condemnation is dramatic. But the fact is, you know, he gets in because he's a member of the UN. But the fact of the matter is, Jeff, these statements he's made against Israel consistently, now given a world platform for it, James, the caller's right. It is absolutely outrageous.
You know, he's absolutely right. And, Jay, I'm thinking about this summer when we went with Regent University and the students and saw the fence, which is truly a fence. I mean, it's a wire fence for 93-95% of it, which was erected by Israelis to try and protect innocent men, women, and children from terror. And the world called that a crime. Right?
Right.
When Israelis try to protect themselves from being killed, that's a crime. And you know why? Because this is considered the normal state for the world, apparently. The normal state for the world is that aggressors who want to destroy Jews in Israel are given a welcome and called world leaders. You know, remember Yasser Arafat? He won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, well, there you go. Listen, Jeff's going to stay with us in the next segment of the broadcast, folks. I want to encourage you right now to go to your phones. Everyone that's listening, let me tell you what we're doing. We are sending a letter of protest, going to UN officials, but also to these religious leaders, the World Council of Churches, the Mennonites. We want to make sure that it's very clear that they're not speaking for any of us, because that's the impression. This is giving an imprimatur. This is giving a seal of approval to Ahmadinejad. We cannot allow that to happen. So you get on your phone right now. Everyone that is listening to me needs to go to the phone. This is urgent. Here's the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. You can also, by the way, go to ACLJ.org. I posted information on this on the website at ACLJ.org. We've got it posted on BeliefNet as well. But I need everyone that's listening to me to go to the phones right now and add your name to this petition of protest. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
the Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
A vision where people can speak freely and worship as they choose and pursue their dreams in liberty. Advancing this vision of freedom serves our highest ideals as expressed in the UN's Charter's commitment to the dignity and worth of the human person.
By the way, that's President Bush literally just moments ago. So we've got that information coming right to you. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in as well. Jordan, let's tell everybody again to go ahead and call and add their name to this letter of protest.
Folks, you got to call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number to get involved in this issue, to stand up against Ahmadinejad, and to tell these Christian organizations, I mean, that's the truth here, folks, Christian organizations, that this is ridiculous, inviting him to come to a meeting to discuss the single God debate and whether there is a single God who created the earth, a man who puts people in jail because they want to be Christians or Baha'i, or they don't follow his Muslim faith, a man whose government right now is going through the process of making apostasy, which is converting from Islam to any other religion or just leaving Islam, making that a crime punishable mandatorily by death. And this is a man who these church organizations and affiliate organizations, Christian organizations, have invited to come to dinner on Thursday night. Now, we get to hear him speak tonight, but folks, you got to stand up now. We have this week to make a stand, to make sure the media keeps on this story, to make sure these Christian organizations know they should not be doing this and that the public and the Christian world doesn't support it. Call right now, folks. Get involved. 877-989-2255. You need to sign this letter of protest. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org to get more information as well. Let's go back to the phones. Bob's calling from North Carolina on line 3. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for taking the call. Appreciate it. And God bless you, Jay, for the work that you're doing, and I pray that you'll continue. My comment is, I believe that there's a lot of folks that listen to your show, and I would urge every one of them to share what they hear on the show, because there's a lot of folks that don't hear it. The reason I urge this is because there's a lot of folks that may be feeling that this is a good thing for the Christian people to be sitting down with Ahmadinejad, not understanding that there is no speaking to someone whose beliefs suggest that Jews and Christians are subjugated to the last parts of hell, according to the hadiths written by Muhammad. This isn't part of the Quran. This is part of the writings of Muhammad himself, who said there were 7 levels of hell, and the last 2 were set apart for Jews and Christians, respectively. There's no speaking to someone like this.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Bob, and I want to get Jeff Albaum back in the conversation here, because the fact of the matter is, having a dialogue, Bob brings up a very good point, Jeff. Some people say, well, having a dialogue, even with somebody like this, is a way to discuss, but there's no discussion. This is like having a discussion with Hitler. You're not discussing somebody who's calling for your annihilation.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, the idea of this is just sitting down without preconditions. This is embracing evil, not confronting evil. You know, first of all, it's phenomenally important the work you're doing, Jan, this, and gathering names and making known the truth about the situation and letting people protest this action. And in that vein, I also want to mention there's going to be a rally outside the meeting on September 25th, and I want to tell your listeners that if you go online to 925 is in the date, September 25th, rally.org, 925rally.org, all the information is there. And, you know, this is an American rally. It's not a Jewish rally. It's not a Christian rally. This is Americans of good faith and goodwill and morality who are getting together to do just what you're doing, Jay, and oppose this and say this is evil. This is embracing evil. This is not fighting evil in itself. This is evil.
Yeah, Jeff is going to be, we think, attending that meeting and maybe speaking at that meeting so he can give us a report on Friday. But, folks, I want to encourage you to go to 925.org. You look at the website, get information about this event. Very important. But also, let's take direct action here. Let's not these people allow these so-called religious leaders to speak for you and me. They're calling for the destruction. They're meeting with the guy who's calling for our destruction. And we're going to allow a meeting and a dinner. You go to your phones right now, express your outrage, join this petition, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, the Religious Liberty Commission was very specific in saying not to meet with this guy.
That's right. They told these groups, don't do this. He's using you. He's abusing you. But if you go through his comments, Dad, we've already talked about what his government is doing, the persecution, the death penalty for converting from Islam to any religion, the Christians that are in prison, the Baha'is that are in prison. But if you look at his comments, it's almost treasonous to meet with someone like this with no terms. They're not meeting with him to say you're wrong. They're not inviting him to say, come listen to us tell you why you're wrong. They're saying, let's discuss God and the unity of earth. Listen to these comments. Anybody who recognizes Israel will burn in the fire of the Islamic nation's fury. Well, we recognize Israel. Does that mean the United States is going to burn? How about this one? Israel is a rotten, dried tree that will be annihilated in one storm. Also Ahmadinejad. And then, of course, about the United States, there's no significant need for the United States. And these Christian organizations are sitting down with this guy with no terms, not to tell him about religious freedom, but just to discuss God on earth. It's absolutely ridiculous. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has said don't do this. We're saying don't do this. And the American people know this is wrong.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, folks. You go to you're hearing what Jordan's saying. He's reading it right from these are the words coming out of their mouths. You go to your phones right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Sign on now. It is critical.
Let's go back to the phones. George is calling from Florida on line 4. George, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, great.
Hi, George.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks.
Just want to say that I don't believe these groups are Christian or using the name Christian out of context completely, and anybody that's a member of these groups ought to drop out. And one last comment about, I love President Bush, but when he calls Islam a great religion, I just think he's just giving some PR to an evil no doctrine.
Well, you know, here's the problem we've got right now, though. You're saying, and I want to address your first question first and get Jeff to jump in, too. You're saying that these groups don't call themselves Christian. The problem is the world perception is that they are. And this is giving the problem, Jeff, the way I see it is, this is giving an imprimatur, a platform to Ahmadinejad to spew his hatred, even back in his own country, saying he met with all these Christian leaders.
And, you know, people are comparing him to Hitler, and, you know, he's exactly making the threat of eradicating Israel and 6 million Jews. But, you know, it's more than that, because the truth is, this is not someone who wants to be Hitler. This is someone who already, for decades now, has personally been involved and now leads a regime that has been involved in sponsoring terrorism around the world that has killed Americans, that has killed innocents of every faith. This guy has blood on his hands today. No one's taking into account for that. He's coming to the UN. He's being treated like a world leader. And the last thing we need is groups, faith groups, Christian groups, also treating him like he's a religious leader.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. Jeff Balaban, we appreciate you, Jeff, being with us. And give us a report on Friday, if you can, on how this goes.
Thanks. 925rally.org. And, Jay, thank you for the great work you do.
Thanks. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff's a dear friend and someone that's been involved in so many issues in the Middle East and in Israel, particularly with Jerusalem. He has a heart for this. Jordan, can we grab one more call very quickly?
Let's go right to the phones. Bobby from Georgia, line 1. Bobby, very quickly, you're
quickly,
on the
Bob.
Air.
Bobby, quickly.
Yes, I remember now. How come
we can't hear Bobby. I'm sorry. We're going to have to close
this. Kim from Oregon, real quick.
I think that these liberal Christians, we need to be careful not to call them names, but they're just misguided in trying to love their enemies and pray for those who persecute them.
I understand that, and I'm with you. We should not call names. We should not do it that way, but we've got to speak out and not let these people, meeting with the guy who's calling for the destruction of Israel, say the destruction of the United States as well, and allow them to get the good housekeeping seal of approval from the religious community. And that's what Ahmadinejad's doing. That's what the UN's allowing here. And, folks, I need every one of you, as we close this broadcast out, Jordan's going to give you the number in a moment, but I need every one of you that's listening right now to go to your phones and sign your name to this letter of protest. We are demanding that these people not meet and also that they not speak for us. But you go to your phone right now.
That's what's happening, folks. What's wrong is wrong. What is bad is bad. This is a clear situation. Everyone knows that. We have got to stand. You need to sign this letter of protest right now. We've only got a few days to act on this, to put the pressure on these organizations, to put the pressure on Ahmadinejad, to let our voices be heard. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org to sign the letter of protest.